Yeah, Matt, commiserations on the loss, but for Pirates to take the crown, they had to really rip it off your heads, and they certainly did it today.
Yeah, no, definitely. They're an extremely good side. You know, they showed us 2 weeks ago that, you know, they're a great side. You know, we knew it was going to be tough here today, but credit's got to be given to them. There was no, you know, lack of effort from our guys. I thought, you know, the effort was really there, but I think they thoroughly deserved the win. They're a big side. They rumbled through us nicely. I think they thoroughly deserved the win.
Well, you've lost the crown. It's been another outstanding season for the club, another grand final, and again, Santos now Rugby Blue Boys are a feared team, not only within the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, but in country rugby.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, look, we've had a great 4 years, and it's been a great effort from a lot of guys. You know, to get to 4 grand finals in a row is extremely good effort, and we knew it was going to be tough coming here today to, you know, to keep it nice and fresh in everyone's mind. You know, that we had 1-2 in a row, but worked real hard if we wanted to go 3, but we've come up against a class side here, not only today but 2 weeks ago, as we'd, they thoroughly deserved the win today.
In your 4 years back in the tournament, has it just got tougher and tougher and tougher, and the other sides like Walker have really stepped up this year in Inverell as well?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, over the 4 years we've seen teams sort of struggle and then that have come good. But Corindai, a classic example, first 2 years when I was home, you know, I don't think they won, you know, won a game, but they've had a great year this year and said it all along. You know, it doesn't take much for a team to improve in the country. It only takes one or two players to come along and play, and then it sort of attract the local guys back in again. I think that's what's happened with those guys. Now they're going to be a good side. You know, they made I think they came sixth this year and made the finals. They're going to be a side that will probably go better next year. So I think, you know, what goes around comes around in the comp. Everyone goes through their, you know, patches of, you know, where they struggle a bit, and I think they've been through their patch and they're coming out of it. And you probably see some of the better sides that have been at the top, you know, will, you know, might struggle to stay up there.
Finally, you're going to back up next year and have an Irish and see if you want to play for the Cockatoos as well.
Yeah, look, we'll see how it goes. I'm only 28. I'd like to think I've still got a few more years left in me, but yeah, I've got a few injuries this year and body's sort of struggled a bit. See if we can get over them and, you know, just see, you know, how fresh we are going into next year. But yeah, I'd certainly like to sort of keep playing in a way. Yeah, like I said, 28. I'd like to think I've got a couple more in me at some stage, whether it's next year or have a year off and come back. But we'll see how we go. But yeah, definitely still like having a run around on a Saturday.
Commiserations, Matt. We wish you all the best. But warmest congratulations on getting through to the grand final as the skipper of the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys. Nicholas, commiserations on the result. They just really sorted you out, didn't they?
Yeah, mate. They were just too dominant. They were too big and too powerful. We didn't have much possession or field position. When we did, we looked okay. But yeah, they're just too dominant, mate.
But your first year of coaching in first grade, heavy for the crown because everybody wants to rip it off your head, and taking over from Hunter and Tom and all that legacy as well with Jason Elms as well. But you know, you've got another chance next year and there's going to be some great challenges for the team as well with the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got a lot of good players that are just coming into first grade, a lot of young players, so the future looks pretty bright. There was, you know, it did feel a bit of pressure after winning the last couple of years, but we lost half our side from last year's grand final team, so I think everyone understood that getting to the grand final was pretty good considering.
And also the support of Jack and the crew there within the club, and also, you know, down in the lower grades as well. You know, you've got to turn up and have a chat with your second grade coach and rip his team apart every Thursday night. Not much fun?
No, not really. We had a shocking run with injuries all year. It all basically started with country championships and just kept continuing all year. So you're right, I kept pinching players out of reserve grade. It's just been a tough year on the club, really.
Yeah, well, you can follow the Blue Boys in the off-season by going to bluebulls.com.au. But finally, how have you enjoyed the whole process of coaching first grade? Pretty stressful, just enjoyable to see blokes improve and have Narrabri continually competitive?
Yeah, look, it's a mixture of both. It is a bit stressful when organising sessions, planning sessions, making sure everything's good, but also the expectation. You sort of don't want to let anyone down, so you can be pretty hard on yourself. But it also is exciting. I just love being around the team. I had ideas of how I wanted to play, and yeah, hopefully the team enjoyed it. Worked 90% of the time this year.
Thanks for your time, Nick. Warmest congratulations on the performance of the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys, and we look forward for 2017.